2025, year in review.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The economy grew at an annual rate of 2.5% during the first three quarters of last year, and the unemployment rate rose from 4% in January to 4.4% by December 2025. Inflation has been a wild card since the pandemic. Driven by massive government transfer to public, it reached 9% in summer of 2022, as demand surged at a time when the supply chain was nowhere near capable of handling it. The rate of inflation measures how quickly prices are changing, not their level. So, absent negative inflation, prices will not go down. A low inflation rate simply means prices are rising slowly. As of December 2025, the year-over-year inflation rate was 2.7%, slightly lower than 2.9% of 2024. Retail sales rose by 3.3%, but after adjustment for inflation, the real growth rate was barely 0.6%. Consumers funneled more money into discretionary purchases such as sporting goods, hobbies, books, while holding the line on restaurant spendings. Over the past 75 years, the structure of the U.S. consumer spending has flipped. In the 1950s, households devoted 60% of their budget to goods and only 40% to services, a mix that powered the country's industrial boom. But that balance steadily reversed, and by 2025, only 31% of spending went to goods, while 69% flowed to services. This pivot, combined with intensified global industrial competition, helps explain why U.S. industrial growth has slowed relative to its mid-last century pace. Payroll employment rose by less than 600,000 in 2025, a significantly smaller increase than 2.1 million during 2024. Employment growth in the Valley almost mirrored the national trend, rising by 3,900 in the first 11 months of last year compared to 5,900 during the same period of 24. A key pulse check on the economy is the number of people stuck in part-time jobs for economic reason while hunting for full-time work. That total exploded to 11 million during COVID, collapsed to 4 million in 22, and has since climbed back to roughly 5.3 million, now sitting above its pre-pandemic baseline. This trend is a subtle but significant sign of slowing economic momentum. And while more workers are pushing for full-time roles, the labor market isn't meeting them. Job openings have fallen 11% below their 24 level, and both hiring and layoffs has slowed. Yet, in a twist, quits are up 4.3% from last year, a sign that some workers still feel confident enough to jump ship even as overall momentum cools. The slowdown in employment growth and the number of job openings is concerning. However, inflation remains above the Fed's stated goal, which will likely discourage the Fed from lowering its rate at their January meeting. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.